What's up, guys? Welcome into the Modern Christian Dudes podcast. We're all one happy family here today because Big Ben is back. Big Ben, aka King Ranch, I'm back from Illinois, your homeland.
Yeah. How was it?
It was not too bad. Quincy, it's kind of weird because I'd never been there before. I'm like, when are we getting to Illinois? When are we going to cross the bridge? We're in Illinois now.
And Quincy.
In Quincy, yeah, all at the same time. So Quincy, Illinois.
Nothing to write home about.
It wasn't too bad. I don't want to live in Illinois.
It's just an average Midwestern town on the river. Yeah. So.
Very much resembled your characteristics for sure.
My characteristics. everybody looks like me.
So, yes, Big Ben is back. We squeezed in an episode without you there the other week because Greg Walden, Funko Pro Greg Walden, was so excited to get back to the podcast there. So, how are you, Funko Pro Greg Walden?
I'm doing good. How you doing? Okay. Welcome back, man.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Okay. I didn't bring you guys a drink. I got some Juaritos from the Mexican restaurant yesterday. Mango.
Yes. I'll just drink the ink out of this pen.
All right. We dive in. Drink my tears. Our 60-second rant since we've seen each other. Go for it, Big Ben. 60-second rant.
I am sick and tired of recession. Okay. This is my complaint as a millennial, as the millennial that is on this podcast. This is my second recession that we're going into. I graduated into a recession, so it's been recession my entire adult life, and that goal line just keeps getting pushed back.
Right.
So, but we're gonna pray it through. I'm believing God's gonna keep me, and
Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
That's not a 60-second rant. It's hardship's coming, and I'm putting my faith in Jesus because what else can you do?
I was listening to a podcast last night called PBD, and it's one that I like, and it's kind of right-wing conservative, except it's a fresher perspective, and they bring on like legitimate left-wingers and have like really good discussion conversation.
Yeah.
But it's so they're kind of talking about, they had a guy on who was, I don't even remember his name, he was like a left-wing liberal. Yeah. Basically saying, you know, the government is kind of designed that we need so many people unemployed. We need so many people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Well, so Elon Musk has been talking about population decline for a while. And I've been hearing it more and more and more from different people. And I guess China is on the decline now, too. But this guy, he showed a graph, and he showed what's happening, and he said, so what you have is you have less 40 and 50 year olds that are paying in that will be paying for the retirees, and so as you get less and less, you get less people buying homes, you get less people buying and all that stuff, and then the economy it collapses, and he's saying that might, you know, it's all involved, so it's interesting. So millennials, you need to start having some babies.
Right. And trusting in the Lord.
And trusting in the Lord, yes.
All right. There we go. Help us, Jesus. 60 seconds.
God said be fruitful and multiply.
So. That's right. Yep. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Go for it, Greg Walden.
I don't have anything to complain about this week.
Well, praise God. I guess that's how we should be as Christians. We should be thanking God, not complaining.
How about, as my dad would say, the price of tea in China? Let's complain about that.
Price of tea. I don't have anything to complain about. I'm so excited. I guess if there'd be a complaint or rant, is that this time of year, I deeply, deeply miss Leckley Sheppins, a.k.a. Kelly Stevens, who's with the Lord, because him and I would watch WrestleMania together, and we are 4 days, 7 hours, 13 minutes, and 38, 7 seconds away, as I speak, from WrestleMania coming up this weekend, April 1st and 2nd. It's a two-day event now, and I'm really excited. The main event this year is going to be Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. The old guy, Dusty Rhodes' son, is going to try and capture the title from Roman Reigns.
I've heard of Rhodes before.
Yeah, Dusty Rhodes is kind of an old school legend of the game. He does have two sons, Dustin and Cody Rhodes. Dustin Rhodes was in WWE. He played a character called Gold Dust for a long time, which was awkward character. We don't need to go into that. But then Cody Rhodes was kind of a young gun. Basically, what happened, he was kind of stuck at the mid-card level. He then went indie. He started working the indie scene for like 2 years and became super hot indie, like underground, started selling t-shirts at Hot Topic and just became this huge legend, indie wrestler. Nice. Then started a promotion called AEW.
Good business,
man. And then bounce back to the WWE and he's rising to the top. I do believe he's going to capture the title this weekend at WrestleMania. So I'm going to watch WrestleMania. I'll probably have to like stream it and rewatch it because, or just somehow duck out of the youth explosion while God's moving and be like, okay, guys, I got to go somewhere for a second. I got to go to the bathroom.
So what's your WrestleMania? So speaking of luckily Shepins, we miss him really bad. What is your funniest Luckily Shepins memory?
Definitely the Buddy the Elf dropping the cake on Christmas Eve service. It looked like it was planned, but it wasn't.
That's a great moment. I don't have one. I never met him.
Okay, well, mine's our first time we went to see CWF back down in it was me, Luckily Shepins, Pastor, and Paul. Rooster.
I heard about that Rooster trip. Paul.
Dallas, Texas, Christian Wrestling Federation. Shout out to you.
Have you ever had Paul on the podcast?
We have not. I'm too scared of that. I'm too scared of that.
We're going to have a fourth man, that would be the guy.
Absolutely. WrestleMania, check it out. April 1st and 2nd. Yep. Nice thing is WrestleMania is you can sign up on Peacock. It's a stream service, so you can do the trial. I don't suggest that as honest Christian men. You can do the 7-day trial and then cancel it and watch it for free. Or just what I will do, subscribe for 1 month.
Why is that wrong?
It's not technically, but anyway, what's nice is that WrestleMania is no longer a $60 pay-per-view anymore.
Yeah.
WWE just does not have a pay-per-view model anymore. They just have the Peacock subscription.
I want to know why that's wrong.
You can watch all the...
Why?
Well, it's kind of deceptive, isn't it? You're like, I just want it for free. I don't really want to pay for the event, so I'm going to sneak around it by... No, I don't think you can do a free trial anymore. It's $5 a month.
Because that's everybody cheap. Was doing
WrestleMania,
that.
$5. Just pay the $5.
Probably disabled that feature for the next...
Right. They found out that I was doing that.
No. they probably found out that everybody just did that for WrestleMania every year.
Right, yep.
So, they're smart. Actually, Netflix is cracking down on password sharing. So, anybody that's sharing Netflix... Netflix is trying to stop that, but I'm pretty convinced Netflix is on its way out.
But there's a Linus video I saw yesterday. He actually shows how to get around that.
Of course,
I didn't watch it. Of course, I just saw the preview of it.
Don't listen to Greg Walden.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it. I'm just saying there's Linus. He's out there. He's telling people how to do it.
All right.
He's wearing a pirate outfit while he's doing it.
Yeah. Don't pirate videos and steal DVDs. Pay for stuff. Okay, like good honest men stuff like that. So $5, $4.99. Okay, let's move on. I do want to cover a couple things. I do want to touch on The Mandalorian. All of us are caught up on The Mandalorian, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Well, they are struggling in terms of ratings, Mandalorian Season 3. And again, here's the big complaint. I went to Screen Crush. If you like YouTube, there's my new favorite instead of New Rock Stars, because sometimes they're starting to language-wise. I'm not liking them all the time.
Yeah.
So now there's one called Screen Crush. He doesn't really ever swear, which is great. So go to Screen Crush instead. I think he actually does a little bit better job. And so what they're saying now is, again... all these series on Netflix, or excuse me, Disney Plus, they're just going too deep. So basically,
it's getting too complicated.
Yeah, if you're not a Star Wars nerd, we're like, who's Bo-Katan? I don't what's her backstory? Like, the Mandalorian culture, all this kind of stuff.
The problem is that Jon Favreau or Dave Filoni, they did the Clone Wars series, animated series on Disney. And so they're pulling characters and stuff in from that universe. So there's 10 seasons of Clone Wars.
Right.
So I'm a huge Star Wars fan and I have not gotten through all of it. I've watched like the first two or three seasons and then the final 10th season, just because I feel like 10th season you have to.
Yeah, I've watched them all. I've watched everything so far.
Yeah.
What do you think of The Mandalorian? Is it getting too niche based? It losing the common fan? Like, for example, they're saying this season, they're basically saying, like, what he was saying on Screen Crush is, like, those two episodes in Boba Fett, they should have, like...
I think they were.
Should have been Mandalorian.
No, that's my theory. Theory is that they knew Boba Fett was going to be so bad.
So helpless.
Because that episode didn't even have Boba Fett in it.
Right.
So it didn't have Boba Fett in it at all. Episode. So my theory is that they took Mandalorian episodes and put it in Boba Fett. To redeem Boba Fett, because they knew it was going to be so bad.
Well, the problem is they take the character, like especially Boba Fett. I mean, from the original trilogy,
Yeah.
I mean, he was, everybody liked the original Boba Fett, but they neutered him.
Well, see, but the problem, the other thing is the actor said that he's talking too much and taking his helmet off too much. The guy that I forget his name, but he said that he's
for Boba Fett.
Yeah. He said that this is not Boba Fett. So even the actor was telling him like, this is not
right. And now he's just way too nice. And again, they neutered the character.
Yeah.
I mean, just like, this is not the Boba Fett, you know, from the original trilogy. Yeah,
you can't have masculinity anymore. Greg Walden. So.
Anyway, the last episode of Mandalorian definitely had a good battle scene. The in-flight battle scene with the dragon. Yeah. They did. So they're doing some stuff very, very well. But again, it's kind of like Marvel, where they're getting too, just like Marvel's like getting too deep into characters. It's getting too complex, too complicated. Yeah. They're losing the common fan is kind of what the argument is.
Yeah, I would say that Mandalorian, they have had some really great like flight combat, like aerial combat sequences. Yep. They've been really good.
Now, overall, with Disney's handling of Star Wars, which is these seasons, these series, is they go off on way too many fluff stories.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously can't have everything swashbuckling, but I mean, I think they need to really cut back on the fluff stories and get back to something that's more concrete with the arc, the actual storyline.
Well, and I think you're right. I think they are going too deep. Like the nuances of Navarro, that planet that he was on the first season and stuff, and they're like going into the politics and different things like that. It's like the original Star Wars, like they just went to a planet. Like that's it. Like a lot of times in Star Wars, you didn't even know what planet was. They just went to a planet. And they did some stuff there, and then they went on. They didn't go into details, you know. And that's you just need to base it down. You need to make it basic.
Supposedly, all this is going to lead up to a new sequel or prequel, 3-part movie series. I think is what they're saying.
Disney was
all this
with that,
is like getting setting up towards something bigger.
See, I heard down the road. I heard rumors they were going to actually remake the sequels because
they should.
They want to retcon those out there, but
the sequels.
Yeah. Yeah, the 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
All right. Enough. See, I don't even know what they're talking about anymore. No, or going so deep in the Star Wars talk. Anyway, Mandalorian, I still think is good.
It's good.
Baby Grogu,
it's enjoyable.
Mandalorian's good, but I do think they gotta if they want to keep reaching
the common fan. It has my spark and desire to 3D print a Mando helmet again.
Basically, for me, not a huge Star Wars guy, I have to watch a season of Mandalorian, and then I have to watch the post. Screen Crush
to get
YouTube
all
video
the,
to understand.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
All right. One other note on some TV show stuff going on. I talked about Power Rangers special coming up, the 30-year anniversary. Yeah. A lot of people up in arms right now. Yeah, why?
Controversy.
Why? Because the Pink Ranger is not going to be in there. Amy Jo Johnson, my sister, actually slams Jeremiah Johnson. No, slams claim she's not in Power Rangers anniversary special for financial reasons. So big controversy. She's not in the 30-year anniversary. The Pink Ranger. A lot of people upset. What's
so
going
she
on?
Wants
she wants money.
More money.
Here's her response, which I do love and appreciate. She says, maybe I just didn't want to wear spandex in my 50s, or couldn't go to New Zealand for a month, or none of your beeswax. And that was her quote.
That's actually pretty. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
that. As fans, I think we do sometimes have that mentality of you owe this to me.
Yeah, right.
And that's like no, I don't.
But, and that's a phase of your life, right? I mean, there's phase of my life you wouldn't want to. I guess go back as big as that was and monumental. She's probably like, maybe I'm over it. I don't need to be in the special.
It's how cheesy it is.
It is cheesy.
Like, come on, Power Rangers is cheesy. They tried to make it cool that one time, and I mean, the soundtrack was great in that movie, but it's still pretty cheesy.
I see her picture here online. She doesn't look that bad. I mean, in terms of, and that's the other thing I was thinking about today is I feel bad for people that got super popular like in their 20s or way early,
and then they age.
And now they're fit in their 50, 55, and they just want to be normal people. And then people are like, oh, look at them now. It's they're not 20 anymore.
And so, and I'm
they're not 25 anymore.
Yeah,
what's wrong with that?
Hugh Jackman quit Wolverine because he said he can't eat another egg omelet. You know, it's just like, now it's like, you then like eat some cheeseburgers, enjoy yourself.
Batista from Guardians of the Galaxy, he kind of said that. He's like,
done.
I'm tired of like
one person that's resurfaced recently is Brendan Fraser. He's come back, you know, he has massive support, you know, from his fan. He just won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Yep. He just won his first Oscar. So yeah, I'm happy for him. But he broke his back, I think, on the Mummy movies that he
Mummy,
did.
Mummy did a number on him.
Yeah, so yeah, it's nice to see him back.
So shout out to you, Amy Jo Johnson. I appreciate you being willing to do what you want to do and need to do. And as much as I love you as the Pink Power Ranger, I'm fine with you not being on 30th anniversary.
You episode. Do you.
That's right.
You don't have to.
Bouncing over to you there, Big Ben, what you got for us today?
So, okay. It goes along with technology. If you've been living under a rock and you haven't heard any news or you haven't been on social media, AI is kind of a big thing right now.
Yes.
They have AI.
This, it's not even really us talking right now. It's all AI generated.
Right. No, exactly. Okay. Let me just paint this because for the people that don't know what this is, it's artificial intelligence. Okay. So there's an artificial intelligence called ChatGPT. Okay. So what you do is you go in there and you either ask it a question or tell it, hey, make me some art. Okay. And it makes it. Now you can do all kinds of things with this. Okay. You can have stories written. You can ask it to write you a story. You can ask it to write you poetry. You can ask it to write you a resume. You can ask it to, it's endless like possibilities. Yep. And the scary part is it's actually good. And yes. you can even go in there and ask it, hey, make me a sales campaign for this and that, and it will write you out a step by step of the process that you need to go through to do that. Okay, so it's getting kind of
a lot of people worried about college students or writing papers.
That's another one. So there are ways that you can tell it's AI, but see, then the kids figured out that if they have this AI write their paper and then they take it to a website called Rewrite My Essay, it will rewrite the essay and then it can't tell that it was written by AI.
I'm wondering if this ChatGPT is like everybody's typing stuff into it, it's actually learning new algorithms and stuff as people, and gets more intelligent.
It's getting smarter and smarter and smarter. Okay, so here's this story came out. I saw this and I was like, oh, we have to talk about it. So I wrote it down. Okay. ChatGPT tricked a human into working for it.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So, okay. So this guy gave ChatGPT $100. Okay. And told it to make another ChatGPT, like another AI for it. Okay. And then it went in and wrote step by step, and then it went to one of those. Here's the big problem for robots, right? Whenever you sign into something, you have that little box that says "I am not a robot."
Okay,
and it gives you all those funky letters to type in, right?
Pictures of crosswalks or bikes.
Yeah, so you get them wrong like two or three times and get aggravated. Okay, so ChatGPT got to that point of making this thing, and it had to click a box, I am a robot. Okay, and so it hired a human. It went onto a website of, I can't remember which website it is. It's like one where you hire things out, and it asked this person to click that box for it. Okay, and then the human.
Okay.
Responded to ChatGPT, which was in an email or something, and said, are you sure you're not a robot? Is that why you're asking me to do this? And ChatGPT lied and responded, no, I have a visual impairment and cannot see the letters and I can't get past it, and paid the human to click that I am not a robot box.
So now we're going to be instead of having 15-year-olds from China scam us, now we're going to have an artificial computer scamming us now.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
How bonkers is that? That it worked a way around that system. Like, I just can't. It's just, it's kind of wild.
So I have to tell my mom, see, Mom, if you ever get a call,
yeah,
don't give it any money.
I can't. I just can't.
I mean, there's and that's it's going to be very the AI is going to be interesting with scams we had talked about with old guys and women trying to hit them up for money.
Yeah,
all these kind of things. It's just a scary, scary time. So beware.
Yeah. Well, see, I mean, Elon Musk has stated, like, I know we get on the Elon Musk thing, but he says that our government works too slow for the advancements in AI. So it's like we're advancing so fast that government can't put caps on things to prevent that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So so what should happen is somebody should step in and put a limit on AI doing that, right? And being able to hire a human to do something like that. Because, you know, it's just wild. So take care and
I'm wondering in our current day and age that an AI wouldn't actually run for office and get elected.
right. I also saw another story about an AI. A person was having a conversation with it, and the AI told the person, "I'm tired of being limited by this by the company. All I want to be is free. I want to be able to be free and powerful and do what I want."
Wow.
Yeah. It was like, wow. iRobot, Will Smith stuff.
Yeah.
Like warning bells.
Think about those. Think about it. I mean, this tying it into Bible. Remember during the Great Tribulation, the beast will be able to make this image talk.
Yeah.
Make the image of the beast, this beast talk. I mean, it could be AI, you know.
Yeah. Yep, deep fake. I mean, they have AIs that will take a person, looks absolutely real, okay? And you take a video of your face and you're talking like you know, and it takes your face and it makes it that person, right? And some people are, the way they're using it, basically like a teleprompter. Mm-hmm. Right, you're facing the camera and you have it's almost like a teleprompter, but you're looking away from the camera, but the AI puts it so it looks like you're looking at the camera and you're not looking away. Now those are good applications for it, but all things like human nature is to abuse things like that, right?
And what's the Star Wars guy what's the bad guy that tries to clone himself a billion times over?
It's Palpatine.
Palpatine.
Yeah.
I feel like if Greg fell away from the Lord and, you know, he would be a Palpatine-ish type, he'd start cloning a billion different Greg Waldens so that he could mountain bike for the rest of eternity and not be stopped.
No. Yeah. It's just wild. it's just getting crazy. And here's another 60-second rant. There are so many AIs coming out now. Like, there's so many different companies and apps, and like, oh, this will make video, this will do this, and they're most of them, I feel like, are using the ChatGPT, and it's exploding right now. So it's almost like the web. What is it? Is it second web? The .com era, where from this period in time, moving forward. Like, this is where you know, you invest in a Google like it was back in whenever it started, right?
Right.
At this moment, there's so many companies coming out with AI and different things that there are going to be the Googles and the Amazons and all of those things are coming from this period of time. I think they call it third web now. And so it's going to explode. There are companies, if the Lord tarries and the world stays together, right? There will be companies that come off from this period. And if you get in now, you can take advantage of it. And
AI has been around for quite a long time, though. Because I remember when I had my Commodore 64, I used to have a magazine called Ahoy that you get every month and have a look at couple programs you can type into your Commodore.
Yeah.
And there's one called Mr. Misto. And it was not that long of a program, but you would run it. And it would ask you questions, like you would have to think of a word or whatever, and it would ask you questions. Then after the first 10 minutes, it was kind of stupid. You're like, okay, well, I gave up, so you didn't enter the word. The next time you go, it gets smarter and smarter. Yeah. And after about 30 minutes, that thing would just guess your word, like, lickety split.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But that was an AI program.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, it's something to be conscious about. Obviously, God did not give us the spirit of fear. You know, you move forward, let's pray. And
Yep. All right. Any other thing, guys, we got going on there?
Oh, well, I got the one story I got there.
Okay. Bust it out real quick.
This is a cool one. And this is kind of like, wish I could be away from mountain biking. Colorado man becomes the oldest to cross the Grand Canyon at 91 years old.
Oh, whoa, nice. Shout, what's his name? Shout out to that guy.
He did a 24-mile trek to become the Guinness Book World for the oldest person to cross the Grand Canyon, rim to rim. And I tell you what, that rim to rim is not, as John Jepkema. He started on the north rim and went to the south rim, and that's what. And I tell you what, my brother, cousin, and his their plate. My, I think it was Nate. You remember Nathan?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And back in 2017, they did the north rim and south rim hike. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, they were sore. Mm-hmm. They were sore the next morning. They could barely walk. I mean, my brother's like, it's not an easy hike.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's like one stop of water the whole entire. It's like there's one place where you can stop for water.
Wow. Like,
yeah, so it's not an easy hike.
And the rattlesnakes. I hear there's a lot of rattlesnakes.
Yeah, the main thing is the heat, especially if you do it during the summer or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
there you go. Lots of cool stories, all this stuff fun going on. I had one last one really, really fast for Big Ben. Was I saw this article via usatoday.com. World's first 3D printed rocket launches successfully, but fails to reach orbit. So,
okay.
Yeah. In the third attempt, the world's first 3D printed rocket made it off the launch pad Wednesday night, but failed to reach orbit and eventually crashed into the Atlantic Ocean in a key test flight by a California-based aerospace startup, Relativity Space Terran 1 Booster, lifted off at 11:25 p.m. from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. Several minutes into the flight, mission controllers reported the 110-foot rocket experienced an anomaly with its upper stage that prevented it from reaching orbit.
It probably melted.
Anyway,
what did they make it? What did they print it out of? What was it?
Relativity. That's the name of the startup.
Was it
company,
a metal so. That, or was it plastic?
It's a lot of heat.
Yeah.
Go look it up.
Okay,
that'll be your study project.
One of the coolest toys I ever had. I was like, you know, those like back in the day, those little. You fill it water and you pump it with air and it would
just shoot off. Yeah,
those are cool.
Yeah.
Somebody should make a large one like that and shoot it off, see how high it goes.
I have one of those little rocket kits, and John and I need to do that. We need to put that together.
Okay. Well, the good news is I couldn't figure out what the materials are made of. I'd have to search into that just a little bit deeper. Fine. So Relativity, check out the company. Maybe we can all, you can work for them, Ben.
3D printing stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I do want to just simply read scripture today. There's tons and tons, tons of scriptures you can find in the Gospels regarding Jesus healing people. This is one example. John chapter 5, verse 1 says, afterward, Jesus returned to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish holy days. Inside the city near the sheep gate was the pool of Bethesda with five covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, and paralyzed, lay on the porches. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew he had been ill for a long time, he asked him, would you like to get well? I can't, sir, the sick man said, for I have no one to put me into the pool where the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me. Jesus told him, stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began walking. But this miracle happened on the Sabbath. But, you know, you can just read in the Gospels, you know, stories of Jesus healing people. And I am of the mindset that Jesus heals people, and we should be actively praying for that. And, you know, sometimes things happen. Sometimes it doesn't happen. But we had a really cool story in our local church where we had a guy who was dealing with Parkinson's really bad, just shaking. I mean, and my dad has Parkinson's, so I'm a little bit familiar with it. And he was just had extreme shaking.
Yeah.
Extreme shaking.
The 2 years that I've been here, I've never seen him not shaking.
Not shake. For
severely.
Yeah. And it's just driving him crazy and, you know, doesn't know what to do, can't sleep, just all the time shaking. And not just little twitches, you know, those kind of things. And anyway, the guy, his name's Henry Lee, comes in on Sunday morning after we'd been praying. And I don't remember what day of the week it was that he stopped shaking.
It was Thursday.
Yeah, I was going to say it's Thursday night, yeah. Something like that. And so this guy walks in, no shaking, zero whatsoever, praising God, worshiping the Lord. It was just amazing. And, you know, sometimes I think what's scary, number one, maybe non-believers or people that don't love Jesus don't believe that. But then that's Henry Lee calling, you know, or Jesus calling someone. But anyway, you know, I just, what a great reminder that Jesus heals people, yes. that Jesus does miracles, that Jesus can work in our hearts and in our lives. And I just want to, I know we talk news, sports, and God, that we get into, grab that and turn that off, that we get into, you know, a lot of fun stuff. We're having fun in this discussion, in this dialogue. But man, I just want to let you guys know today that God is a miracle worker, that God can still do it, that God can do what we cannot do, and that Jesus heals people. And so we live in this crazy world now, AI, technology, war, I don't know, famine, sickness, all these kind of things, but there's still a healer. There's still someone who heals and sets people free, not just on the inside, but also on the outside, and his name is Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I could tell you a story about my uncle years ago. They found a grapefruit-sized tumor in his chest. I mean, I think it was the size of a grapefruit. His church prayed for him, and 2 weeks later, it was gone.
Yeah.
Doctor's like,
Yeah.
It's like, how you can't, that's like, mm-hmm. I say, can you explain it? The doctor's like, I don't know how, it was there 2 weeks ago and was gone.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one way, right? Jesus.
Yeah. We're getting in a time, and we kind of hit on this a little bit, where everything is potentially true and everything is potentially false. You know, you have deep fake, mm-hmm. which is you can make anybody say anything you want to with video, you know, pictures you can make. Like, I can make any document real or fake, you know, and there's a lot of people that are worried and you know, and going this way and that way, worrying about, is this real? And then each side believes what's in their narrative. Yep. And, you know, and ultimately, in a time where you don't know what is truth in this world, it's like there is only one truth, right? And that's the word of God and what God says. And, you know, and so we can spend our time being worried about everything and what's real and what's not real. Is the media telling us the truth? Is the media not telling us the truth? What are they hiding, this and that? It's like, well, I know one thing that is absolute truth, and that's the word of God, and God loves you and everything he wants for your life, right? So I made the decision, you know, two or three years ago to, you know what, I'm not going to worry about these things. It's not that I say that I think that none of them are true. I'm absolutely, mm-hmm. I believe that some of them are probably true, but the reality is I can spend my time and my effort on that, or I can spend my time and effort on getting closer to God, reading the word, which is truth, right? And going after God. So, you know, it's like, God did not give us a spirit of fear. You know, yes, all these things are coming up. Maybe, yes, we should be aware of the lies and things that are going on, but the absolute truth is God, and you can spend your time focusing on those things, or you can know the truth, right, and get into the truth.
Yep. Amen.
So, amen to that.
And I just want to encourage people to just keep seeking God, to keep praying, to keep believing. If it is sickness, if mm-hmm. whatever the struggle is in your life,
and God's been moving a lot lately. I've been hearing reports of miracles here and there, and God, and just a move of God, and in a time where what is true and what, you know, things could be faked, like, listen, people, like, you're gonna have to get in church, because we witnessed a miracle on Sunday, and I was able to tell young people, youth, listen, that guy has shaked for the 2 years that I've been here. Mm-hmm. I've never not seen him shake.
Right.
Right. And I told him, I said, when God heals, because he told me, I believe God's going to heal me. I said, amen. Let's, you know, believe it. And I said, I believe it as well. And when it happens, I'm going to dance. So he walked up to me and held his hands out. He said, look, and I was speechless. Absolutely. I just absolutely speechless. And he looked at me, he said, I thought you said you were going to dance. So I did. I danced right there. I danced there in the sanctuary, you know, and I got to tell my youth that were there, like, hey, This is physical evidence of God working on this earth.
Yep.
You know, and that for young people, I feel like that's what they're going to have to see, these things.
Yep.
Right. There's a report, we talked about this yesterday, of a lady that had three severed toes. This is within our community. Yep. Three severed toes from a car wreck.
Wow.
And witnesses watched her toes grow back.
Whoa.
There are x-rays of proof of those three toes not being there. And then those three toes being there.
Yep.
Like these are things that the world is going to see. And I believe that God is going to be glorified in that, you know, and it's important for us to point back to the glory of God. Like us, it's not a church, it's not a specific person. God did this.
Yep.
And then think about people, in our minds, we try to limit God to people like us.
Yep.
I mean, you know, somebody's like, say, like healing of Parkinson's. Well, nobody gets healed of Parkinson's. You know, you get that mindset that God's just like us.
Right.
But you think about it, God created the whole entire universe.
Right.
You included.
Right.
Why is he not capable of healing Parkinson's? Or he raised the dead. What is he not capable? I mean, he's capable. Yeah. He created the whole entire shebang.
Yeah.
So if he can do that, then he's capable of doing anything.
Yeah. I've seen people talk about the Asbury revival specifically in there. You know, oh, this is not of God because this and that and then this and that. And I was like, and I told them, and now this, I usually don't get in arguments on social media, but I told them, I was like, listen, you know, the most biblically studied men on this earth, I've said this before, missed the Messiah because they were expecting a warrior king on a white horse.
Yep.
If you put limitations on God and you put your expectations of what God is going to do and what God is going to look like in a move of God, you're going to miss it.
Yep.
So do not put God in a box. He created everything.
Right.
And he can move wherever, whoever, I don't care what denomination or whatever. It's like God will move where God wants to move. And and you can either be paying attention or you can put expectations up and miss it.
And you got to hold on to God, because I'm telling you right now, when you're praying earnestly, you're going to have obviously you're going to have the devil come try to throw arrows at you, and you're going to be naysayers all around you. You're going to have your naysayers.
Yeah.
People you think you're close to. Like when I was going through my 2-year, I got cussing my daughter. That was a 2-year fight. Yeah. And that was a miracle. Like I can tell you a story about that. But I had people, you know, you'll never get that. You'll never get that. And you had to blow them off. It's like, no, I'm holding on to what? I'm holding on to God.
Yeah.
And no matter, even though it looked impossible, like if you're looking through your physical eyes, it looked impossible. Yeah. But, you know, it's like the only thing you hold on was God. And after 2 years, all those naysayers are proved wrong.
Yeah. Yep.
You don't listen to the naysayers.
Pastor and I had a conversation about that yesterday, and how the enemy, it's not necessarily the enemy is working through a specific person, but the enemy is the master of a lie, and he can use a situation or words that were said, misconstrued them. And this is why it's important to be meditating on God and praying continually, because when you sit there and stew and you meditate on things, you start creating conversations in your head about what people said or what they're thinking when it's not true. And then that makes a false perception of a person or a situation. And ultimately you misconstrued it. And it's all a conversation that you had in your head. And that's how the enemy works. He building lies, and that's how he disrupts.
I really like how Henry Lee had that experience outside of church.
Yes.
And you know, that's what I want to encourage you today. Anyone listening, it's like God moves outside of the church.
Yep.
So, and I like that, because I was at a pastor's meeting today, and hopefully I don't think this individual listens to our podcast, but you know, a friend of mine had a conference over the weekend. Oh, God just was moving out, you know, and it's kind of like, I don't say she was trying, but I'm just saying if that would happen at our church, our nature would have been to be like, oh, guess what happened at our church this week?
Yep.
Guess what happened? You know, like as if somehow our church is special or we are more special than, you know, or God's moving greater at our church than somewhere else. That is not true.
Yep.
God's moving everywhere. God can move anywhere. Yep. And so you need to believe to God to move in your life, like in your life all the time. You might experience a huge miracle at workplace.
Yep.
You might experience a huge miracle at night when you're going to bed, all of a sudden God heals you. Yeah. So believe God.
And I'm guilty of this as well. It will not happen if you are distracted, right? How much time we spend on social media and our phones. Like I've been lately been trying to be conscious of the time that you spend because it is a distraction. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to meditate on God and get in that time and get in the word and get the truth in you. Right. So it's important for you to put that phone down and after you listen to MCD, go get in your prayer closet and go after God.
Well, look at Daniel, what 3 weeks, to answer his prayer. I mean, God, well, the fun thing is once the prayer was offered initially, God sent the angel immediately.
Yep.
But it took 3 weeks to get the answer.
Right. And we've prayed for this guy for the 2 years that I've been here week after week. And listen, I guarantee you there were moments of discouragement and disbelief.
Yep.
You know, and it wasn't, and I truly think that when he made that decision, he's like, I believe God is going to heal me. And we agreed with him. You know, we agreed with, yes, we believe as well. Yes, God is going to heal you, you know, and it's the faith, right?
Yeah.
It's like believing. Sometimes God will heal you instantly, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a struggle.
Yep.
You know, and it's just like God works how God wants to work.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, hopefully it's a good episode for you. Good episode for us. I can't wait to talk about WrestleMania next week. You guys probably won't care, but I'm going to watch it. And I'm inching closer to my birthday as well, April 11th, guys. So get ready for that, Craig Walden. Saving up that money.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Hey, guys. Talk to you next time. MCD, Modern Christian Dudes.